We're doing Netivot Shalom on Parashat Vayeshev, and the topic is Godel HaNisayon Shel Yosef, how great was Yosef's test. And the Netivot Shalom had quoted that Yosef asked for a test, and God said, I'll give you a test that's bigger than your forefathers' test. Yeah. And we asked, how could that be? And we asked, how could it be that the sea split only because of the schos of Yosef's ark, more so than the schos of Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael? And it seems that Yosef's test was the greatest nisayon there was. The Chazal say Yosef is the one that obligates the wicked. That if a wicked person says, you know, my Yetzer was bothering me all the time, we say, was it worse than Yosef's? So the question is, how is Yosef a tzaddik, who was born to a good home, grew up in a good home, how does he obligate the Rishon who didn't have that? How can you say his Yetzer was so big that he obligates the Rishon?
What does it mean, obligate?
That when they'll come to heaven, if they'll try to make a claim, you know, I had a really tough Yetzer, and Shemaim, they'll tell him, what do you mean he had a tough Yetzer? Yosef had a tough Yetzer, and he was able to overcome it. Yeah.
Ah.
It's,
I think it's like condemned.
Yosef mechayev et harashayim.
Ah.
Yeah. Levaer ha'inyan, so we have to explain this. Dekmo shematzinu b'nisayon ha'akedah shel Avraham, just as we find when it comes to the test of the Akedah by Avram, Shegam Sham Yesh Lakshot, that over there by Avram Avinu, we should also ask, Mao Godel HaNisayon, what was the greatness of Avram's test? Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichvodo V'atzmo Amar LaAvram, we see that Hashem, His Honorable Self, said to Avram, Kachnat Binchat Yechidcha, please take your son, your single one. V'alo Kol Yehudi, any Jew, ilo haya kadosh baruch hu be'atzmo mitzaveu, if Hashem himself would command him lishchot et beno, to slaughter his son, hayah says that he would have done it. Uma gdulato shel Avraham Avinu beze, what's the greatness of Avraham Avinu in this? I don't understand the question, but that's what he says. Ela, but, kede'ita, like it says over there, shekasher amar kadosh baruch hu le'Avraham asher ahavta, that when God said to Avram, take your son that you love, nitlabsha belibo kol midat ha'ava sheyesh ba'olam be'avato et Yitzchak. When God declared, take your son that you love, what happened was, Avram's love for Yitzchak grew so much, it was as though all the love in the world came through Avram, and at that moment he had love for Yitzchak like all the love that existed in the world. Ve'lo hayta od ahava kazu ba'olam, and there was no such love in the world ka'avato et Yitzchak ba'ota sha'ah, like his love for Yitzchak at that hour. Ki ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for God wanted la'gdil et ha'nisayon bazeh, to make the test greater in this. Lachen, therefore, gadol ha'nisayon hazeh mikol ha'nisayonot, this test was bigger than all other tests. This is Avram's final test. The umnam af echad milvado lo haya yachol lamod b'nisayon kaze, but no one other than Avram could stand to such a test. Lichvosh et kol godel ha'ahava shehayta bo, to conquer all the great love that was within him, ולהלכת לשחוט את בנו, and to go and slaughter his son. וכן היה אצל יוסף, and so it was by Yosef, שבשעת הניסיון, that at the time of his test, נתלבש בו, he got dressed with, כל כוח היצר הרע שיש בעולם. All the strength of desire, of bad desire that exists in the world. Velachen, and therefore, gam Yosef mechayev et harasheim. Yosef too is the one that will obligate the wicked when they try to make a claim. Well, my Yetzer was driving me. Hashem will say, wait a second, Yosef had a bigger Yetzer than you, and look, he stood up to it. So you cannot say that your Yetzer overcame you. Ka'amur, as is said, lefi shebishat hanisayon, for at the time of the test, haya lo Yetzer hara, he had a Yetzer Hara, he had bad desire, k'mo l'arsha'im ha'guim b'yuter, like the worst wicked, v'le'ba'alei ha'tava'a g'dolim b'yuter b'olam, and like those who have the greatest desire in the world. Valder Madita Bigmara, like it says in the Gemara al Rav Amram Chasida, the Gemara tells us a story about Rav Amram, who was known as Rav Amram the Chassid. Shayal Nisayon Gadol Meod, that he had a great test. They put a girl up in his attic, a girl that had just been redeemed from captivity, and they were bringing her back. And so the Gemara says that he went and they took away the ladder, and it was a ladder that required numerous people to lift it. Mm-hmm. And he went over and lifted the ladder on his own, put it by the attic, and started climbing up. And he realized what he was doing. The Ashbeli Yitzre Diyinpak Minei. And he swore, and he took a vow, and he said, Yitzhar, you better leave me. Napak Minei Kiamuda Dinura. And a pillar of fire came out of him. Amar Chazi Dead Nura Vana Bisra Vana Difna Minach. And the Gemara says, Rav Amram Chasida said to the Yitzhar, look at you. You're fire, and I'm flesh. And look that I'm better than you. Ordinarily, fire burns flesh. V'hainu shelo haya ze yetzer hara gil. What's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is saying that that yetzer hara wasn't an ordinary yetzer hara. Ela b'pchinat amuda de'esha. But rather was this concept of a pillar of fire. Yetzer hara shelesh. It was a bad desire of fire. Uchedita sham od. And like it says over there, more than this, the Bishata Nisayon, that at the time of his test, Herim Sulam, he single-handedly lifted a ladder, Shasara Nashim Lachluseito, that 10 people couldn't carry such a ladder. Merov Koach Itlapshuta Yetzer Hara Bo Beotasha, from the great strength of the Yetzer Hara that had enveloped him at that time. Ve'av Shekamuvan Sherav Amram Chasida, Min Haichidim Amchunim Betoaze, and even though obviously, Rav Amram Chasida, who is one of the single people in our history who get this title of Chassid, bevadai lo asa meolam davar shu benigud lirtzon Hashem, certainly never did anything that was contradictory to God's will, ela shayetzer hara nitlabesh bo lemala mikoach enosh. But rather, what happened at that moment was that the Yetzer Hara enveloped him beyond the human capacity, beyond human strength. V'chen haya etzel Yosef, and that's what happened by Yosef, shekoach ha-yetzer hara shel kol ha-olam nitlabesh bo, that the strength of the Yetzer Hara that's throughout the world enveloped him b'shat ha-nisayon at the time of his test. U'mishum kach haya nisayon gadol kol kach, and that's why the test was so great. V'rak b'zchut amidato b'nisayon, and only in the merit that he stood up to that test, hayam ra aronos shel Yosef v'ayanos. Only in that merit did the sea flee, did the sea run away when it saw Yosef's coffin. V'amidato b'nisayon, and how did he stand up to this test? Hayta rak b'koach sheitna'er v'itala legamre min tiv'iyut olam hazeh. The only way he was able to do it was through the strength that he completely shook himself clean. He completely elevated himself beyond the nature of this world. Ukmo shamru chazal, and like our sages said, ala pasuk, vayihi ka yom hazeh, on the verse that says by Yosef, it was like this day, vayavo habayta lasot melachto. He came home to do his work, etc. Fatit peseo bevigdo, she grabbed his cloak, vayanos vayitzeh achutza, He ran away, he ran outside. Kafatz bizchut avot. The Medrash says he jumped out of there in the merit of the forefathers. Kmo de at omer, vayotze oto achutza. Just like the verse says by Avraham Avinu, God took him out of the constellations. God took him out of the human level of being controlled by the natural forces. So that's the same terminology that's used by Yosef. Vayetze achutza is the same terminology as by Avram Vinu it says vayotze oto achutza. So that's what the Medrash says. And the Netivot Shalom says, Shabdiul beze, the explanation of this Medrash, alpi, the explanation of what's going on is, alpi divrei midrash le'el, based on the Medrash that's earlier on. You want to understand this Medrash? You have to see the Medrash that explains what happened with Avram. that the Medrash says al pasuk ve'yotze oto achutza, on the verse that says that God took Avram outside. Vayomer en God said to him, abet na hashamayim, look down at the heavens. Uspor hakochavim im tuchal ispor otam. Vayomer lo koi ezarecha, God tells him, count the stars. Can you count them? So will be your seed. Amar v'yuda b'shem Rav Yochanan, she'ela oto lemala mikipat harakiya. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav Yochanan, that God lifted him above the kippah of the heavens, above whatever kippah is. We'll say it's the dome of the heavens, but it's not really. Hu da'amale, that's why the verse says, habetna shamayim, look down at the heavens. Ein habata la milmala lemata. The word habet always means looking down. Vehainu, sheheyot she'al pi ha'teva, lo haya Avraham ra'ui klal le'olid banim, meaning, being that naturally Avram was not at all capable of having children. Lekach, therefore, he'elau HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God lifted him lemala mikipat harakia, above the dome of the heaven, lemala mikol sidrei ha'teva. This is a way of expressing that God lifted Avram above all the orders of nature. Shesham en minia sheyu lo banim. Once he's above nature, then there's nothing holding him back from having kids. Al derech ze, going with this same concept, medayek ha-midrash, the medrash is pointing out is being medayek. Midichtiv b'Yosef v'yanos v'yetzeh chutzah, being that by Yosef, it says the term, he ran, he went outside. Shaya day b'omro v'yanos achutzah, it could have just said he ran outside. Why does it say he ran, he went outside? U'leshem ha-ktiv v'yetzeh, why does the pasuk reiterate the word v'yetzeh? He went outside. Ela but lelamed, to teach, shu bizchut Avraham, that he was able to stand up to the test was in the merit of Avram. Shneimar bo, that it says about Avram, vayotze oto achutza, v'shaya bo oto ofen kmo etzel Avram, and that Yosef standing up to the test was just like Avram standing up to the test. Shekafatz v'nitala, that he jumped up and he elevated himself me'al chalalo shel olam, above the space of the world. For the test was so difficult, till it reached the point that within the framework of the nature of this world, in the space of this world, there was no way Yosef could stand up to the test. And really, there was no way he could conspire to get out of this. Rak, the only way he could get out of it was al yedei shekafatz bizchut avot, through his jumping in the merits of the forefathers, lemala mikipat harakia, above the dome of the heaven. Ve'yatza chutza, and he went out, mechutz lechalalo shel olam, outside the space of the world. Shitner legamri mitiviyut olam, that he completely shook himself clean of the nature of the world. Ve'yitromem lemala mikipat harakia, he elevated himself above the dome of the heaven, lemala mikol hativiyut, above all of nature, ulmal mikol nyanei olam hazeh, above all the issues of this world, rak bekoach zeh, only with this strength, amad b'nisayon ha-gadol v'akasheh hazeh, was able to stand up to this great and difficult test. So this needs explanation. Meaning, he explained today two things. One, that the test was the most awesome test there was, that God brought all the different forms of Yetzirah and they enveloped Yosef. And now Yosef had to stand up to that potent force. And then he says there was no way Yosef could stand up to it without the fact that he jumped up above nature and left all concepts of nature and all things that might bring him down from this world. Right. So now we have to ask, wait a second, so how does that work? And hopefully we'll get a better picture of that tomorrow. And also, then why is Yosef mechayev b'rasha'im? Meaning, the average person, can he do what Yosef did? How could it be that we say, because of Yosef, so we turn to, God will turn to every wicked person and say, why didn't you overcome your desire? How could you say that? Unless we're going to see that to a certain extent, every person could do what Yosef did. So if that's so, we'll have to, I hope you will explain. We'll see as we go on. Just saying, what he's saying now, he's going to have to reach a point where, I hope, he'll explain to us how this is applicable to us. Because if we're all going to be taken to task off of Yosef, so the question is, how does that work?